remember that we're being stretched. And the reason we're being stretched is we're ready to do so. In other words, we don't understand how far we're about to go. So just imagine, oh gosh, like something where something's just folded. So it's like back and forth and back and forth. So it's like very condensed. But it turns out when you just give it a little pull, it stretches up high. It stretches up high. So when I'm going high, we're really going into the ethers. We're going into the clouds. We're going into different dimensional realities because at last we're finding our way. So when I'm receiving everyone, what they basically said was just envision everyone in their light. And when I did that, there was no more physicality across the board because we're ready, we're entitled, we're victorious, we're standing in high achievement. So allow yourself to surrender to the light that is. So what we're doing is we're dropping our mind, we're opening up to our heavenly essence, our heavenly notion, our heavenly consideration, our heavenly wealth at last. We want to remember that vibration, frequency is a charge. And so as we align and agree with our full charge, with our fullness, what they're showing us, universe card. So the idea is when I was kind of joking about the universe knew already, this is the whole point. Our higher self is ready, waiting to gift us always, as we will assume that potential reality, as we will assume our greatest achievement, but it's really, how would I say that? Like greatest access, greatest commodity, greatest wholeness. Out of all of those words, I almost think wholeness resonates the best, simply because that wholeness, when I receive it, I just feel the power of it. So we're denying ourselves not. So we've been functioning out of the ego. And so that is a huge amount of denial in terms of the truth of self, because we are our I am presence. We're whole. We can create and manifest in extraordinary capability, an extraordinary refinement. As we will say so, this is so important. So when it's sort of like the universe knows, the universe has our back, God has our back, angels, masters, teachers, everyone has our back. But so what's the deal? The deal is for us to agree with our light, to agree with our wholeness, to agree with our power. We want to work with that. We want to feel blessed with that. We want to breathe through that power. Powering, power, like having that amplification of increase. So if we all will just take a moment and feel that amplification of increase, we're feeling the charge, we're feeling the energy, we're feeling our light, and we're feeling our eternal bliss. So this is beyond the linear story, beyond the name that was spoken over you, beyond your past. We're moving in, remember, we're like pioneers of consciousness. So we're moving into a new frontier. Remember, it's like Saturn and Pisces, I think, we'll check with Carmen. So of course, it's like this incredible opportunity. It's like, just imagine this light hovering over you, incredible opportunity. And wherever you go, that light quickens, that light follows you, that light casts upon you so that you can be delivered. So the more that we stand ready for that, the more that we stand prepared for that, the more that we allow ourselves to be all consumed. All consumed is, I don't need to finish the last argument. I don't need to know who wins or loses. I don't need to anything except to honor my light, to honor my true vision. Because what we're doing is we're leaving, it's like leaving the past in the past, but we always say that, it's beyond that. Like it doesn't even register. It just doesn't even register. It's like wanting to know about what happened at the end, who won, who lost, what did she say, and it's in some language, so you're not even understanding the storyline anyway. That's how much it doesn't matter. That's how irrelevant it is. When I'm saying irrelevant, the light that's shooting, it's almost like those lights in Las Vegas in front of those hotels. It's just like, just imagine a beam of light, a beam of light, a beam of light. Like, just, it's bright and powerful and mega dose strong as you can possibly conceive. That's us. That's the truth of us. That's our power. That is what we're gaining remembrance of. That's what we're gaining recognition of. That's what's singing our tune. So now imagine all that light, imagine all that power, singing the tune of your soul, singing the tune of your soul, singing everything of your divine appointment that you now need to know to be ready to access. So we understand why we can't be at all places at once, and we have to be selective now. We have to choose our true voice. We have to choose the voice of our soul. We have to choose our divinity. We have to choose our light. Sorry about that. We have to choose our light. So allow yourselves to increase and multiply. So that person that just called, we're blessing them. That's the reason they called. They didn't know group was going on, but their higher self did. So we want to understand that energy wanted to be included, wanted to be surrounded by all that is now interfacing, that all is now ready to receive, of all that is now being gifted. So we want to be included with all of that. And what we're doing is, on a conscious level, we're saying yes. We're increasing our favored access. We're increasing our favored dosing. We're increasing and agreeing to our new lifestyle always. Remember, we're receiving the gifts of our soul. We're in the process of rebirthing a new experience in this life. And so we're going beyond what the mind is able to imagine. That's so important, because we're so used to following the thoughts of our mind. And we want to remember that constricts us, it holds us back. So we want to let go, and we want our heart to guide the way. The heart knows the truth of self, and we want the heart to be domineering, in other words, showing the way, guiding, leading. So we have the love, we have the light, we have the truth of our soul. We're moving on. The past doesn't have to have a hold anymore. It actually doesn't. The only reason it does is because some very thin strings that we keep justified. So sort of like that victimhood consciousness. I need to remember how I was wronged is basically what it's saying. So that's the point. So here's your decision. Do you want to remember how you were wronged, or do you want to remember the power of your light? And what if you could only choose one? Which are you going to choose? Which is most relevant right now? Do you need to finish the old story? Or are you ready for ascension at last? So again, we're ascending to our light, to our truth, to our soul, to our divine appointment, where we're going into our vastness beyond the personality self. The personality self only knows all the restrictions, all the fears. Don't touch that, you get burned. Don't do that. Whatever it is, it's got its little instructions. That's the personality self that was created based on the experiences in this incarnation. It has nothing at all to do with the truth of your soul that has now arrived and is ready. They're saying to be adamant. They don't mean that like in a harsh way. Oh, that is just so crazy good. I just happened to look up, and that person that called is now online in our group. And I was blessing her and including her in the prayers, and there she is. So obviously I heard her, she heard me. But the point is, that's the point. There was no physical communication, but there's soul communication. That's what we're opening up to, that part of self beyond words, that part of self beyond the dualistic separation, that part of self that's always known, that's ready to be one, that's ready to be heard, that's ready to be seen. Some of us aren't so comfortable with being seen. Some of us are trying to figure out how to be okay with being heard. So all of this is ready to take hold and move into manifestation. So wherever you think you need a little adjustment, I need to be comfortable being seen, I need to be comfortable being heard, all of the above, put my name on every list, perfectly acceptable. But now what we want to do is say go. And that go is, let the light shine, let the truth of my soul be felt, be experienced, be manifested in form at last. Because that's who is now is going to be operating your life. Not your personality self that was trying to hold on out of scarcity, manipulation, whatever it is. That's the past energies of separation, which we release gladly as we welcome in our new beginning of light, of increase, of soul-derived mastery. So every decision, every spoken word, every step we take, we're going to be feeling that switch from the personality-driven to the soul-driven placement. And it's going to be extremely easy now to make that slide, to make that shift. As we consent, so remember the beginning. If we're still abiding, when I'm looking at the strings of the past, they are getting so thin. Like, imagine a big string, and it's kind of weathered, you know, so it's just kind of getting thinner and thinner and thinner, but it's still intact, but it's so thin compared to how it started. Like one pull, one touch, it's going to give way. That's how we want to feel about the false intrusion. All of those past infirmaries that kept us blind, that kept us from speaking, that kept us from manifesting, allowing the truth of ourself to be known, to be expressed. One little pull, one little puff of wind, it's gone. So allow yourselves to grow. Growing is, remember, the mind does not know exactly how incredibly powerful and how ready we are to be complete and whole. So when we allow ourselves to grow, we're growing in consciousness so that we fill out. Imagine buying clothes for a child and, well, they don't fit now, but they'll fill out. They'll fill it, they'll grow. You expect that child to grow, so you buy the extra size larger. It's on sale. So here we are, ready to grow. Again, beyond what the mind understands. The mind's not going to be able to give us instruction. So we're releasing that. We're following our heart, we're following our soul, we're following our light. We're holding that personality self very loosely, because it's about to be disassembled. So whatever's not working, whatever decisions we're making out of fear, it's gonna bubble up. Remember that little piece of string that's about to break, it's gonna bubble up so it can be taken away, so we can move into our light. So we wanna remember we're the frontiers of consciousness, and the time full speed ahead is upon us. We wanna get very comfortable allowing that illumination to fit our new size, our new reality. So just feel how you feel energetically. Are you constricted? Are you tiny? Are you just not wanting to take up any space because you have so much shame you don't think you deserve to be on earth? Or is all that puff in the wind, dust, no more needed? Are you ready to be huge? Are you ready to be noticed? Are you ready to expand? And not notice that you need the attention, but that you're no longer afraid to be who you truly are. That's what noticed is. Allowing your true soul, your true self, to be noticed, to be heard, to be welcomed. Knowing and allowing that truth of self to take priority. So just imagine you had a pilot and a co-pilot, a personality self and the higher self behind, perhaps. Imagine they just switch places. And now your higher self, your I Am Presence, your soul is in charge. And see how you do with that. For me, I actually took a very deep breath. So I had early some fear about that. What does that mean, going into the unknown? So we want to be honest with ourselves. If fear comes up, it's totally cool. Don't deny it. But don't just accept it either. Don't just accept it either. Now is the time of change, of shift, of new happenings. Allow your whole life to be illuminated by this new realization. Allow all the gifts to just pour into every aspect of your life in ways that you can't even begin to conceive. Let magic occur in ways that you couldn't even dream could take place and never could imagine could occur so rapidly. Changes rapidly for those that are ready. And that's what we're doing. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to assist in the ascension, to assist in the shift, to create manifestation in all ways that can demonstrate the power of love. Love wants to demonstrate itself through you, as you will commit to it. Commit to it now. The eternal now. And so it is.